Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Houston Astros and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ron Davis. Batting second. The shortstop, Sonny Jackson. Batting third. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Chuck Harrison. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Joe Morgan. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Lee May. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Bateman. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Bob Aspromonte. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Bruce. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Bob Bruce. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Adolfo Phillips. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The right fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Byron Brown. Batting seventh. The catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Robin Roberts. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Robin Roberts. And now, play ball. Ron Davis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Jackson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Beckert reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Staub strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Phillips is called out on strikes. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Beckert hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards second. Morgan fields it, throws to first for one, and over to second, with Jackson covering. It's a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Harrison hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Phillips. Harrison reaches second base with a double. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Lee May is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harrison moves to third. Morgan moves to second. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Bateman hits a pop-up towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Aspromonte batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Aspromonte hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 4-0, Astros. Bob Bruce is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Bruce strikes out. Two outs. Ron Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a pop-up towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Santo hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Banks strikes out. 2 outs. Byron Brown is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Brown strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson strikes out. 1 out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. Staub hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-0, Astros. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Harrison is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Harrison strikes out. 2 outs. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Morgan is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Morgan hits a fly ball into right field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hundley strikes out. 1 out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Kessinger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robin Roberts is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Roberts hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kessinger moves to third. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-3, Astros. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Beckert is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a pop-up towards short. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Cubs 3. The Astros will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. May is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. May hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-3, Astros. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Bateman is 0 for 1 in the game. Bateman hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bob Aspromonte batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Aspromonte is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Aspromonte hits a line drive towards third. Santo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bob Bruce is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bruce is 0 for 1 in the game. Bruce hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 6, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of May. Santo reaches second base with a double. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Santo moves to third. Byron Brown is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown strikes out. 1 out. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hundley hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May, who is chasing the ball. Hundley reaches third base with a triple. Santo scores. Banks goes all the way around to score. It's 6-5, Astros. Turk Farrell now pitching. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hundley scores. It's Astros, 6, Cubs, 6. Marty Keogh pinch hits for Robin Roberts. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kessinger. The throw from Bateman and he is safe. Kessinger steals second. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Keogh takes first base on ball 4. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Adolfo Phillips batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Phillips is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 6, and the Cubs 6. The Astros will come to bat. Kurt Simmons now pitching. Ron Davis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Simmons fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jackson. The throw from Hundley and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Rusty Staub batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Staub is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Chuck Harrison batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Harrison is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Harrison hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Williams, who is chasing the ball. Harrison reaches third base with a triple. Jackson scores. It's 7-6, Astros. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Simmons fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 7, and the Cubs 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams is called out on strikes. 1 out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Santo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Santo hits a pop-up towards first. Harrison settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ernie Banks batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Banks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 7, and the Cubs 6. The Astros will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. May hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Bateman is 0-for-2 in the game. Bateman strikes out. 1 out. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Aspromonte is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 7, and the Cubs 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Byron Brown is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Farrell, and towards Jackson, who fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Randy Hundley batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hundley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Hundley hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davis. Hundley reaches second base with a double. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Kessinger hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Kurt Simmons batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Simmons takes first base on ball 4. Adolfo Phillips batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Phillips is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Phillips hits a line drive into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 7, and the Cubs 6. The Astros will come to bat. Turk Farrell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Ron Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jackson is 0-for-3 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 7, and the Cubs 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Astros, 7, Cubs, 7. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Santo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Santo hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bateman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Banks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 7, and the Cubs 7. The Astros will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Staub hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Harrison is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got one RBI. Harrison strikes out. Two outs. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Morgan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Lee May is at the plate with a count of 1-2. May is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. May hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Morgan moves to third. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Bateman is 0-for-3 in the game. Bateman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Morgan scores. May moves to second. It's 8-7, Astros. Calhoun's now pitching. Bob Aspromonte batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Aspromonte is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. May moves to third. Bateman moves to second. Turk Farrell is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Farrell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Farrell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 8, and the Cubs 7. The Cubs will come to bat. Byron Brown is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Brown is 0-for-3 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Hundley is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Hundley hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Astros, 8, Cubs, 8. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Kessinger is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Calhoun's batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Koontz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 8, and the Cubs 8. The Astros will come to bat. Ron Davis is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Davis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Jackson is 0-for-4 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Staub is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Staub hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 8, and the Cubs 8. The Cubs will come to bat. Adolfo Phillips batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Phillips is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. one out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Beckert is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Astros 8, and the Cubs 8. The Astros will come to bat. Chuck Harrison batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Harrison is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got one RBI. Harrison hits a line drive towards third. Santo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Morgan is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops it up and throws to first, with Coons covering, for the out. Two outs. LeMay batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. May is 4-for-4 in the game, with three singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. May hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Phillips. May reaches second base with a double. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Bateman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bateman is walked intentionally. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Aspromonte is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got four RBIs. Aspromonte hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Astros 8, and the Cubs 8. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Santo is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Santo hits a pop-up towards third. Aspromonte settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Banks is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Byron Brown is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Brown is 0-for-4 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Astros 8, and the Cubs 8. The Astros will come to bat. Bill Heath pinch hits for Turk Farrell. Bill Heath is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Heath hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nate Colbert pinch runs for Bill Heath. Ron Davis is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Davis is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-5 in the game. Jackson bunts towards the mound. Coons fields it and throws to first for the out. Davis moves to second. Two outs. Dave Nicholson pinch hits for Rusty Staub. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Nicholson takes first base on ball four. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Harrison is 2-for-5 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got one RBI. Harrison strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Astros 8, and the Cubs 8. The Cubs will come to bat. Dave Nicholson now playing right field. Jim Owens now pitching. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 3-for-4 in the game, with a double, a triple, and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Kessinger is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Kessinger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hundley moves to second. Lee Thomas pinch hits for Calhoun's. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hundley scores. Kessinger moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 9, and Houston Astros, 8. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.